This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America on this Wednesday morning, the day before the 4th of July. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, plus around the world via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, and the taxi drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information over there, too. All right, joining us right now in what we call the Colonel's Corner, we've got Colonel Jim Warshook, retired USAF. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Matt.
And we're going to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
We are ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, besides being a retired U.S. Air Force colonel, you also are the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And that'll be the second segment. But the first segment, we're going to talk about some military stuff. First of all, everybody is buzzing that I've talked to that's military about Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher being found innocent on charges that they felt that he was being railroaded on for murder. And I guess he's going to be held accountable for the picture-taking incident because he was in the picture with the dead combatant. He could get 4 months for that. He's already served 9. So I guess he's all right on that one. But your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, that's exactly correct. And as you said, we're all very glad and excited for him and his family, for all that they've been through in this somewhat of a bizarre way around. But this is not new in recent years. And if I take a second here or two to kind of peel back the onion a little bit.
Sure.
One of the things that we've noticed in the U.S. military judicial system, which is a little bit different than our civilian judicial system and how we conduct our trials, mainly through courts martials, over the 8 years previous during the Clinton administration, there had been a significant infiltration, if you will, by bringing in more liberal thinking lawyers for the purpose of two things. They needed them in there to address many of the social experimentation,
yep,
and engineering kind of programs that the left has been trying to infiltrate into the military, and therefore they needed like-minded lawyers to cover those. But of course, those lawyers are also dealing with these kind of cases, and part of their effort in these kind of cases was to create doubt, to create disinformation, and kind of work against,
yep,
you know, morale of the military. That's one of the things most people didn't realize. A lot of these things were designed to create havoc and disunity and everything in the military. You know, the Obama administration and even previous in the Clinton administration when I was working in Washington, we noticed that there was a propensity here in practice that they could change things by doing their own social justice type legal actions, and I think this is kind of a residue left over from that. I think it's changing now, and certainly in how this case turned out, we're getting back on track on how the military judicial system is supposed to work.
Exactly, and I got involved in Lieutenant Colonel Alan West's case when he was first involved before anybody knew much about him. He was being railroaded by the military for firing his service weapon into the wall beside a captured terrorist who had already laid an IED, and an ambush was waiting for his troops up around the corner, if you will, where they were at, and he got this guy to talk when he took his weapon out and fired it right alongside his head, and this guy started singing like a canary. I got no problem with that at all when it saved a lot of lives of his troops that were fixing to go into an ambush.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That happened when I was at CENTCOM, well versed in that whole situation from the headquarters standpoint. But this is a good thing, and I hope that this resets the precedent on how military cases are tried, and they're fair for our men and women who are doing yeoman's work, and they don't need this kind of nonsense.
Yeah, and very quickly the president's going to get his tanks because they were seen coming in on a train pulling into the CSX rail yard that was there just outside Arlington, Virginia.
Yep, for the Salute to America celebration tomorrow. Looking forward to have a big crowd there. They'll have flyovers from the various services, and looks like it'll be a big event. And I know a number of people who are up there already and anticipating some intel from them as the day goes on of what's happening. There's been threats that Antifa may rear its ugly head and try to disrupt things, but obviously they haven't learned when you're going to have that many military folks around. It's probably not the best thing to do.
There'll be so many undercover people floating up and down the sidewalk. I wish them
luck.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak. We call this the Colonel's Corner. We'll be talking about politics when we come back. Of course, the gun-hating California is adding background checks for ammo now. We'll get into that, and we'll talk about a lot of other things, too, as we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Now, my good friends at Moss Family Automotive bring you this portion of the program where you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. You can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And Moss Family Automotive offers the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, too. And they are the home of You Serve, You Save, a program that serves all active-duty military veterans plus first responders to a ton of money. And people come from all around the country to buy from them. We've got a lot of people that come from Georgia, from the Carolinas, from as far away as Michigan, Arizona, also up into Minnesota and Wisconsin. And now you can save too at Moss and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out what you qualify for today at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you an extra $500 on your deal. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Colonel Jim Warshak is with us, retired U.S. Air Force colonel, and also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Got to talk about the big political thing that's out there right now, and it's Colin Kaepernick, who's out there. Apparently, he's got a lot of influence still with Nike. He is a paid endorser. He gets paid there. He's one of their endorsers. And he said that he didn't care for the Betsy Ross sneakers because there was a representative of slavery from a time when slaves were legal in the United States and all that stuff. So now he doesn't like the Betsy Ross flag either, I guess.
No, and he convinced the corporate leadership of Nike to cease and desist on production and selling of the shoes, and we'll see how that turns out. I know there's been, as you've heard, a big uproar from folks who wanted to get those, particularly to try to get them for the 4th of July to wear.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they can't get them. And those who were able to get them, I'm hearing as of yesterday, people are selling them on the black market privately now on eBay and other places for $2,500, possibly more. So I think it's one more. I think Nike needs to reconsider Mr. Kaepernick's position. Okay, if you're going to deny goods for a certain segment of the population, which is, I would say, it's got to be at least about 50-52%. There's a thing called the bottom line that has an impact on it. If they can't figure that out, they're gonna have problems, you know, for now on what they sell. And there's a boycott going on now. I've watched on Twitter, boycott Nike, hashtag boycott Nike is going on. That's gonna hurt their pocketbook and the investors and other folks associated with Nike are going to have probably a say in the end of what goes on.
And Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, had been heavily recruiting Nike to put a plant in Arizona, and he just said, "Nope, not interested. Thanks, but no thanks. You're no longer welcome here in Arizona."
Well, that's one of the things what happens when you get so politically involved with your sponsors and endorsers. The ultimate impact is the bottom line, and you know that's not what free market economies are about. It's the bottom line. It's not what your politics are. You're supposed to be able to sell to everybody.
Yeah. By the way, California is continuing their ravaging of the gun situation out there, gun laws and this, that, and the other. Now they passed legislation where in order to buy ammunition in California, you have to have a background check.
Well, I'm watching if this law goes into effect. President Trump is having a major impact on the Ninth Court out there.
That's right.
And I'm hearing behind the scenes that he's going to change the makeup of that course. The way things are going, it's been very quiet, but there's been a few articles out there. That might be one of the first cases that comes out when they now have they're more inclined to see things a little bit more conservatively, and that could get turned around. So something to watch for those who watch the judicial side of things would be interesting. It would certainly be a victory for the president.
I've heard that mentioned because I believe it's as many as 6 judges have been appointed or are in the process of being appointed by President Trump to the Ninth Circuit Court, which won't totally change the makeup, but it'll certainly make it a little bit more interesting. Now, the president's campaign manager yesterday announced that $105 million was raised during the second quarter of this year. That is a huge amount of money. Add up all the Democrats together with what we've heard from them, and it goes way beyond that.
And we're only in July now of this year, and we're 16 months out from the election. And people, while they have in the back of their mind that they want to reelect President Trump, a lot of people have not gotten anywhere close into the campaign mode, and as they go further, I expect that $105 million to rapidly increase over the next 16 months. I think it's going to be, I think you're going to see some drastic numbers come up, unlike anything we've seen in the past. This could be a billion-plus dollar fundraising drive, and you know, in the end, in 2016, the net amount of money that the president spent to win the country was $50 million net. That's really what it only cost, and he was able to do that. Mostly a lot of money from people, but mostly a big portion of his own wealth was used. So this is going to be an interesting campaign, and it will be a telltale of how much support is out there for this for this president.
Speaking of support, a brand new poll was released by Quinnipiac. It shows Joe Biden's lead has now shrunk to 2 points over Kamala Harris. He's at 22%. She's at 20%. Elizabeth Warren's at 14%. Bernie Sanders is at 13%, and all the others are lower.
That's an interesting statistic. I saw that yesterday, and my first reaction is, and those who know me on polls, I don't put much credibility in Quinnipiac. They are known for skewing the polling audience, the
Correct.
Sample size, and so this tells me if they're doing things the way they normally do it, this is a way to get Joe Biden out there. I think there's a lot of folks who want to get Biden out there. They just don't want him. He doesn't reflect the quote diversity of the party as a elder white man, and this may be another another nail in his political coffin, so to speak, that may come back to haunt him. So we'll have to see what happens.
Now, I will tell you that Cory Booker has made a couple of different headlines here. He said during the debates that he doesn't take any contributions from pharmaceutical companies. Well, guess what? He does. He was caught red-handed, and now he is allegedly returning some of that money. But the second thing that came out was the fact that Cory Booker said that he's going to change the immigration laws by executive orders. Apparently, he doesn't understand how the immigration laws got to be laws to begin with.
And that's the reason he's not going to ever be president. So put a fork in him. He I see him gone by November. He's not going to raise the money, and he's not going to get the numbers to come anywhere close. So he can say whatever he wants.
Well, he is, and they are, and they'll continue to do that, and it's going to be interesting to see. Hickenlooper, the governor, I guess he's the former governor of Colorado, he's gone because he's in financial trouble, and his money guy just went over to Beto O'Rourke's campaign, which is not a good sign. And by the way, Beto was down in Mexico doing what?
Campaigning and fundraising. So
yeah, in front of the illegals that were down there that were sent back because of the asylum rule.
Right, right. Well, that's another sign that he doesn't get it. You know, you can campaign all you want overseas, but this is where the election happens, and so I don't see that helping him one bit. And I've said about 2 or 3 weeks ago that he's pretty much done too.
Yeah, and based on a lot of what the Democrats are saying, because they've been involved in this poll, this is where we'll finish that. According to the New York Times, America isn't all that great.
It's the New York Times. What else can I say?
All right, we'll talk to you next week, sir. Have a great week, and happy 4th of July to you.
Same to you, my friend.
All right, thank you. That's our good friend, Colonel Jim Warshak, the chairman of the Hillsborough County GOP Party and retired United States Air Force Colonel. And I'm coming right back with more.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A San Diego military jury finds Navy SEAL Commander Edward Gallagher not guilty in the fatal stabbing of an Islamic State prisoner in Iraq and random shootings of civilians. His lawyer says he's relieved.
Tears of joy.
Absolute joy.
Emotion. Freedom.
absolute euphoria.
Gallagher was only found guilty of posing with a corpse. In Homestead, Florida, lawmakers visited a migrant detention facility that houses children. Congresswoman Betty Thompson says conditions are bad and taxpayers are footing the bill.
$775 per day per child.
It was another round of gains for Wall Street. The Dow was up 69 points, the S&P up 9, and the NASDAQ up 18. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this segment brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And let's take a quick look at the beach and boating forecast for today. Well, today for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, we'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 11 a.m. Then it will become partly sunny with a high near 93, with the heat index today as high as 107 degrees. Calm wind becoming northwest around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. A chance of precipitation is 50% for the day. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, especially higher amounts possible in the thunderstorms. Now, right now, we have a light and variable wind, northwest to west, gusting up to 10 miles an hour at the present time. Seas are 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is 90 degrees. The bay water temperature is 89 degrees. We had our high tide come in at 5:10 a.m., our low tide at 7:28 a.m., and again today, we'll have about a 50% chance of showers, mostly after 11 a.m. And tonight we'll have isolated showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m. The low tonight will be around 80 degrees. So bring on the skeeters. And the chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. Now tomorrow, the 4th of July, all across our area, it'll be warm again. Chance of storms, mostly after 11 a.m. High will be 94. Heat index will be around 106 degrees. So keep that in mind. Chance of precipitation during the day, 50%. And then tomorrow night, with all the fireworks going on, chance of precipitation around 40%. Thunderstorms and scattered showers will be all around the area. Winds will be light and variable. So be advised, and things are just going to be the way they're going to be for the next few days. More of the same on Friday, more of the same on Saturday. But it is what it is. And the heat is all over Florida today, Georgia today, Alabama today, South Carolina today, North Carolina today, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee. Temperatures will be in the 90s for the most part. Heat indexes will be at, above, or near 100 degrees or more for all of our area here in the southeast part of the United States. And, of course, thunderstorms will be possible. Now, when you talk about the weather, you got to talk about Freedom Boat Club, because the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay are just telling an amazing story of the growth they've had. They've been with us about 3 years now, and they started out with about 100 boats and 10 locations. And let me tell you something. When you join the Freedom Boat Club, you've got access to over 400 boats right here in the Tampa Bay area. And they are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, Freedom Boat Club has grown now to 185 locations across the country, located in the USA. Three of them are located in Canada. Two are in France. That's right, France, Parlez-vous Francais. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports. They'll be adding two more soon. And now if you were to join the Freedom Boat Club, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you are active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or if you are a school teacher, you get another $500 off on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. And after you pay the membership fee, after you pay all you pay off after that is a monthly fee. Now, load up your cooler. Bring the fishing poles. You're off for a day of fun on the water. Come on back. Hand them the keys. You are done. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations all across the country and Canada, too. So I want you to go to the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay.com website. That's Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay.com. Check the website out. Look at all the things they have to offer there. And then give them a call for more information and to schedule an appointment to check them out. 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Once again, 855-FREEDOM, the number to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you to save more money. And you never know. You never know. You might get a free trip, a free boat ride out there in the bay. By the way, they do sunset cruises where they take a group of boats and they go out as a group and they just slowly meander around the bay and have a great night watching the parties, watching the sun go down. They take the deck boats out there, which are very comfortable. It's kind of like cruising on a raft, so to speak, but a good size raft. How's that? So there you go. Now, a lot of things going on today. News-wise, a whole group of Latino pastors, I mean a large group of Latino pastors, who were touring the Texas Migrant Detention Center Monday at the same time that Ocasio-Cortez was in the area or vicinity, are disputing what she's saying about the horrific detainee conditions there. They're saying it just isn't true. The Border Patrol is saying it just isn't true. Many other people, including the video that will be surfacing that they're going to produce, the Border Patrol, say it just isn't true. Now, what is true is the fact that Ocasio-Cortez cannot say with certainty that she actually saw somebody do what she said they did. Listen to this little short tidbit of a reporter that asked her a question, did you see somebody actually do that? And her answer to the reporter was, spy. Listen to this.
Can you say it again in English, please? There's abuse in these community facilities. There's abuse. This is them on their best behavior, and they put them in a room with no running water, and these women were being told by CBP officers to drink out of the toilet. They were drinking water out of the toilet, and that was them knowing that a congressional visit was coming. This is CBP on their best behavior, telling people to drink out of the toilet.
Did you see somebody actually do that?
Yeah, the question was, did you see somebody actually do that? She goes, bye. Now, she also said this, and this is absolutely the stupidest thing I think I actually heard. She said that she believes that she was not safe with the officers at the detention facility and feared for her life.
I mean, in that last facility, I was not safe from the officers in that facility.
Now, that's stupid. That's dumber than she is. Because she got aggressive with the CBP officers. She did. And again, there's video to substantiate this, which is going to be produced. Because she's put herself in a position where the Customs and Border Patrol is not going to take this sitting down. They are going to prove that they are absolutely right and they've done nothing wrong that they've been accused of by AOC and her cronies. Now, the other clown that's in the mix of all of this about something a little different is Mr. Swalwell, Eric Swalwell.
I want to ask you about something that will be taking place in Washington. I hope for your sake you're not staying in Washington for the holiday. You're getting a chance to go home. I like parades. Do you like parades?
Love parades. I'll be in a parade in New Hampshire on 4th of July with my family.
New Hampshire's one of great. I've been in New Hampshire for the 4th. It's a great place to be. In Washington, D.C., there will be a salute to heroes, the president is calling it, on the National Mall. The president will speak. Military jets will be flying overhead. Tanks will be parked nearby. Do you think this kind of 4th of July celebration is appropriate?
No. And again, it's just not who we are as Americans. We don't thump our chest, put tanks in the streets, fly jets over the mall to prove our strength. Our strength is in our values. And right now, when you look at our values, we're way behind when it comes to taking care of the people who need it the most, particularly health care. And a friend of mine who is leading a charge, it's called I Am ALS. He's a 37-year-old with ALS. He tweeted yesterday, I thought it was a good point. He said, Mr. President, why don't we devote the millions of dollars that you're spending on this to trying to find cures and expand access to cures for more people? There's so many better places this money could be spent.
Wow. Obviously, he never had what the rest of us did in our small town America. Every holiday, there was a parade somewhere. All right, we're going to celebrate on into the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for Wednesday morning, the day before the 4th of July, brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, and Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, just across the railroad tracks at McIntosh right there on the south side of Clark Road, with a big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Dominic's Blinds and Decor offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. If you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and don't forget to wave at the red, white, and blue trucks driving around. You could be waving at Kevin behind the wheel. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. They are online as well, dominicsblinds.com, and call 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or stop by the store, and they will definitely ship something if you want to buy it out of state or wherever you need to have it shipped to. The number again, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. That's Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, Blinds and Decor. Always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. Now, we go from the strange to the stranger, and this congresswoman who is really strange, her name, Frederica Wilson of Florida. She has threatened prosecution for people who make fun of members of Congress online after a ProPublica report Monday revealed that Border Patrol agents had been disparaging immigrants and congresspeople in a private Facebook group. Now, she said, and I quote, "Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace, and there's no need for anyone to think that this is an unacceptable process. Wilson also said, "We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be ashamed, and they will all be prosecuted. You cannot intimidate members of Congress, frighten members of Congress. It's against the law. It's a shame. And it's Congress, United States Congress of America." Wow. Well, there are some people in Congress, unfortunately, that are a disgrace all by themselves. Want me to name some? Be happy to. AOC. Ilhan Omar. How about Maxine Waters? Anybody disagree with me with that? Nancy Pelosi from time to time. Not all the time, but from time to time. And, you know, Wilson, Congresswoman Wilson, they were visiting the Child Detention Center for accompanied minor illegal immigrants in Homestead, Florida. And Wilson left the chair saying she wanted to close the facility down. The administration, in her words, has shown a blatant disregard for the mental and physical health of children in custody. Hey, they're following the law, Ms. Congresswoman Wilson, that you helped pass. You're the one to help pass the law. You're the one that can change it. You got a problem with all this stuff? Putting 3,000 kids in a facility that should only have 200 or 300? Then guess what? Change the law. Change the procedures. Change what's going on. Don't sit there, gripe, complain, and moan about something that you just don't have any clue about. In other words, it's their fault. They created the problem. They should take care of it. Now, we talked earlier this morning, and thanks to Johanna for sending me this information, that in February of 2018, the Supreme Court ruled 5-3 in Jennings versus Rodriguez that illegal aliens, even those seeking asylum, could be held indefinitely without bond, even if it took years for the government to determine their eligibility to stay or not stay in the country. And Johanna suggested that Attorney General Barr needed to quickly appeal the ruling. Well, he does. They are on firm footing. The technicality was that because of whatever it was this individual was being to being held, that there was a technicality would have let him out sooner. And I believe his name was Rodriguez. That's where the case comes in with the Rodriguez thing there. But the thing of it is you can't, on the 4th of July, speed things along. Now, when the Supreme Court of the United States makes a decision, it's final. It supersedes everything and all the courts down below it. There was a little opening that was left that allowed this Seattle judge who ruled that illegal aliens are entitled to bond hearings, allowed him to make that decision. But it can be quickly rescinded. And I believe the Attorney General is going to go and challenge this. It can be quickly rescinded if the Attorney General sues to get this removed. And I believe he will. Also, did you hear about the latest Quinnipiac poll? It shows Joe Biden at 22%, Kamala Harris at 20%, Elizabeth Warren at 14%, Bernie Sanders at 13%. So you got a couple of neck and neck deals going on there between Biden and Harris. He's up by 2. He leads Warren by 8. However, Bernie Sanders is right behind Elizabeth Warren with 13. Now, things are going to get interesting. And I will make a proclamation, a guesstimate, call it whatever you want, that Kamala Harris goes ahead of Joe Biden before long. Provided she doesn't make any big slips. Now, do I care about that? No. But the Democrats will. And we'll see how that plays out. By the way, the myth that America as the greatest nation on earth is at best outdated and at worst widely inaccurate. If you look at the data, the U.S. is really just okay. This is a Twitter tweet that comes from the New York Times. Wow. 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 And Katie Pavlich from Town Hall, and also a Fox News contributor, said, because, of course, they do this in a week of Independence Day. She says, what a disgrace. Well, I agree. From PragerU, Dennis Prager, he said, the New York Times bashing America on a week of Independence Day is truly disgusting. From Byron York, he says, you can confuse America for a developing country like Pakistan or Nigeria if you have a patriotic moment and believe the U.S. is the greatest country on earth. The New York Times editorial board wants you to know you're wrong. Thanks, Byron York. That's true. That's true. And this is the wrong week for people to be out there saying, well, maybe the United States isn't as good as you think it is because of this, this, and this. Hey, go tell it to somebody who's been out there, fought, and died. Their families. Go tell it to them. Go tell it to them. But anyway, it is what it is. And you can't, you just can't make this stuff up. They're in it so deep right now that they're just grasping at anything they can for the negativity. And they're going with it. By the way, frustration, rage, disgust over the homeless crisis in Los Angeles. A big petition out there to recall the mayor, Eric Garcetti. 300,000 signatures is what they need, and they're well on their way to get it. Garcetti could be voted out of office in the middle of his term because of the problems of public health, common decency, the disastrous filth, the homeless crime, the streets that are in shambles. What a mess. Los Angeles, California. Not to be outdone by San Francisco. By the way, keep in mind, Democrats run these cities that we're talking about, where the people are living on the streets and all that. Just shouldn't be going on. Shouldn't be going on. All right, well, it's time to say goodbye for the day and remind everybody that this afternoon I'm going to take a little drive up to NOS Nissan, Newport Richey. Be up there about 2 o'clock, 2 to 3 or thereabouts. I'll be up there. So I'm going to say howdy, howdy to some folks up there. Shake a couple of hands and thank somebody for being a great friend of the radio show. Thank you very much. I'll see y'all tonight. God bless America, everybody.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.